You saw some devotees are finger, maybe taking some notes. Do we have something called flip chart? White, that's in the back. Any other? Flip chart is on a stand, you give the, you write down. How could we use, it's not even here. Okay, so I think instead of Jai Radha Madhav again, instead of Jai Radha Madhav, it's very good. Just chant Hare Krishna, not with instruments, but instrument that we use during japa is what? What do we use? Beads. So use your beads. I am assuming that you have your beads. You come with the beads. A student doesn't come without pen. Barber never comes without razor. The Hare Krishna devotee never comes without japa mala. So you are Hare Krishna. You all have japa mala. So so just chant one round. Take it from there. Try to chant with attention, with devotion. Okay. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. No, chant on your own. No, not like that. Chant your own japa, not in chorus. Chant your own. Some may be faster, some a little slower. No, just chant your own. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi. Did you finish? How many of you finished one round? Now if you are not finished, you don't have to. That's okay if you are not. Okay, once now, those who finished, raise your left hand. Finish your round. You have finished one round just now. Okay, it's a good timing. And attention during these seminars. We want you to be here, now and here, and nowhere else. Just be here. That is also for chanting. You have to be right there where you are chanting. Here we are talking about chanting, so we want you to be here. we want you to be here to hear. So there is no fear. sessions, three more, one now and two tomorrow. So I'm just dividing my presentation into three parts. The first part, which is now, then we'll discuss if we could call these three sessions as physical, then second one mental, or the mind's level, and the third one fully spiritual, or the soul's level, body's involvement, one mind's mind involvement, and the soul involvement, soul, atma, interchanting. Not just the body, but the whole circumstances in which we put ourselves into during japa time. Oh, okay, that's, so time is also the factor. Time is also on that list. Say today's list. We could also call this session as, well, asan, you could say asan. We could also, well, expand that and want to put into the context of the Ashtanga Yoga. You may think, oh, we have nothing to do with the Ashtanga Yoga, but you can't say that. Because Samadhi is the goal of Ashtanga Yoga. And so is our goal, Samadhi. Goal of chanting is also Samadhi. Gopis are in Samadhi. In that sense. So, Yam Niyam. Ashtangas are yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyaha, dhyan, dharana, and finally samadhi. So these are also factors, part of that consideration, these circumstances, or the situation, or different factors which influence our chanting. So, of course, everything has two sides, the favorable and not favorable. Do's and don't. So, we want to now take into different of these different factors into consideration, which are favorable for our japa, our chanting. We are not starting here about convincing you to chant. I think it's that conclusion is already there. You are chanting, you have taken up japa, and now how to do it, the manual part. we are not the first batch ever in existence that has taken to the chanting. As any others have chanted before, you know, some parties, some people, some personalities, those who have chanted the names of the Lord, or chanted japa, also with japa mala they are chanted. You know some? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada chanted. He's chanting. He's right here chanting. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanted. Srila Haridas Thakur chanted. Namacharya Haridas Thakur chanted. Shad Gosamis of Vrindavan. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nativi. All the chanting. Also maintaining some Sankhya Purvaka, some fixed number of rounds. Also there. And anyone else? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted. So not only did Bahutule raise his arms and chanted and danced, but Mahaprabhu would take Japamala and chant. Once he was chanting, the banks of Jamuna, underneath being a tamarind tree, Yamalitala. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, he became Krishna conscious. And then what happened? His complexion changed. And during that chanting, he was not Gauranga, not Gaura Sundar, but he was Sham Sundar as he was chanting. Well, even Krishna chants, whose name he must be chanting. Radharani's name he's chanting. Radhe. Sometimes he chants the names of the cows. He wants to make sure all his cows are there, 900,000 cows. So chants one name of one cow, one bee. Another, Dhauli, yes. Pivli, yes. Chitra, yes. Surabhi, yes. And he's counting, so. Database maintenance. Chanting the names of his devotees, cows' names, Lord is chanting on the beads. There's an inscription there. Lord Shiva, also we see him chanting. He has his support here. And he's chanting. Brahma chants, he also has a small beads. No bead bag, just the beads. He's chanting there. Guru Nanak Dev, Sikh, founder of Sikhism. We see him with the beads and concentration, he's chanting names. So japa is also found in other traditions. Christian tradition, there's a rosary and the chanting of the beads. The Buddhists, they have their chanting. Muslims, Islam. I read or heard or read that Their Japamala has 99 beads. Reason being, in Quran you find 99 names of Allah. So 99 names of Allah are chanted on the bead, the mala rosary with 99 beads. So japa is not something new. creation the japa is on. Yes. There is more focus in this age of Kali. This becomes dharma for this age of Kali, but the chanting has gone on in this world. And in every Kali Yuga, chanting goes on. And is this the first Kali Yuga? Is the first Kali Yuga? No. This is the 28th Kali Yuga in this day of day. And there are 1,000 cycles. So this is 28th cycle in the 1,000 cycles of Ma. Anyway, so different factors. What would you say are different factors, externals, surroundings, circumstances that we are put into or we put ourselves through during chanting? Any contributions? I mean, any? Hearing, well, yes, we will get there later on. The very place that we sit in. Part of the asana doesn't mean only where you sit, in the chair you sit or on the floor you sit. There certainly is asana, but all around you, on above you, that's also part of the asana or situation, which is a factor. Okay, so that's one. What else? Someone is making list. This is where I wanted a board, then we could have written down some suggestions. Yeah. Okay, Tulsi Maharani. So, yeah, others around us. So, Tulsi Maharani. Or, okay, well, I think we'll just wait. That's the next item. So, Tulsi, who else? There could be
deities.
Guru Maharaj, or Vaishnavas, or there may be non-devotees, so whether that's favorable, or maybe someone who always likes to talk. So this is another thing that, current time of the day. Okay, time of the day is a factor. What else? Presence of Nam Prabhu. Yeah, this is an earlier list. Nam Prabhu, Tulsi Maharani, Vaishnava's photographs or deities or devotees personally, physically present. Yeah, time factor, yes. More? The sound vibrations all around, yes, other sounds. You may be in the room, but what is happening outside the room, and there's a big loudspeaker facing your ears. Okay. Someone in the back? Singing. Thinking. Yeah, that we will deal tomorrow. As we said, that comes at the mind's level or the soul's level. Now we are thinking of factors, external factors. Anything else comes to your mind? Chanting and hearing, that we already to watch our breathing. Okay, that may be a little factor also. Yeah, breathing. Your breath and your mind, they are very closely related, so we could maybe talk a little bit about that. When you're angry, your breath, you're heavily breathing, and then what happens to the mind? Whole fluctuations. We want not the long one, okay, just bullet points. Okay? Excessive consumption of food, as well as empty stomach. That's a factor. Sleep, good. Somebody's making the list, right? Because Kunti is way behind us. Next. Activity before chanting. Yeah, what you just finished, what task, where you are coming from, and then sitting down and chanting. So what happened prior to your... Okay, good. Mobiles, good. That's the 12th offense. Mobile, yeah. Yes? Cleanliness. Cleanliness versus ugliness or dirtiness. Then that comes to the body clean, cloth clean, place where you do your japa. Is it clean, green or something? Dark and black. Okay, good. We have a good list. But maybe there are any other items? Association that covered. I think we... Say that again. Attentive chanting will be dealt with tomorrow. That's at the level of the mind. But these are the factors also, which either... Yeah, depending on what they are, how they are. Either you are going to have attentive chanting or all distracted, all disturbed. And so it's related, but directly attentive chanting will...
You can have blunt activities also. Activities. Before and after chanting.
Well, yeah, after, then that becomes before your next chanting. It's a whole cycle.
Eyes.
After becomes
eyes.
Okay. Krishna is talked in 6th chapter. Yeah, health is a factor. Health, eyes, closed eyes, or half open, half closed eyes. Yeah, that's Krishna made a mention of that. And
peace of mind.
Well, now that's that. Not now. Kya kehna chahte ho? Yeah. So, what kind of people are around you? No talk. So, I think that's covered. Yeah, smell, touch. Forms around you. Well, walking and chanting, going on walk, japa walks, maybe that we could discuss. That's when lots of smells, lots of forms, lots of other things you encounter.
Lighting.
Yeah. Okay, lighting. How much light?
Fighting.
blessed. If each one takes
driving
and chanting. Don't mix driving and drinking. But whether you could drink the nectar and chant. Eyes, when we did with eyes, that will. Yeah, you want to say something?
Talking
and chatting, I think what kind of people are around you that would take care, what kind of association, talking people or people who are already into chanting. Yeah, so I think we have a good list. I'm sure if we keep thinking, few other items could very easily be added to the list, but we are in business. We have enough business to deal with. So this is just a list. There's no order or there's no grouping, which could have been done if we had that kind of time at our disposal. But that's not the case, so we will just, I think we'll just run through, in the order that is here on the board before us. Okay, we have some timekeeper. What is our time? We started at 5:15 and 7:15? Huh?
Yep.
Should we go until 7:15? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so asan. Well, asan had some other factors, so we could have grouped, but let's see what happens now. So asan, I would quickly say that in asan that you are sitting, most of you, is called sukhasan. There are different, so many hundreds of asanas, but this Prabhu sitting, many are sitting. This is called sukhasan. Sukhasan, relaxed and sitting. But there's always sit properly, in the middle of the chanting. Prabhupada says, sit properly. So someone was maybe. So, of course, Krishna says you're on the backbone, the neck, and this should be in a straight line. And during that position, the mind is alert and focused. The way you sit, the situation of the body, body could be sitting, body could be lying down, body could be standing up. There are three modes of material nature are associated with one of these three positions of the body. Sleeping body or lying down body, which mode of material nature is that? Mode of ignorance. You're sitting and chanting or sitting and then some thought comes, I have to do this, I must do this. Then what happens? What happens next? You stand up. So passion gets you up. So standing is the passion, and sitting is goodness. Of course, if you are transcendentalist already, then doesn't matter really whether you're lying down, sitting, standing, running like gopis, mad gopis. You're always transcendental. But if you're not that one, then three modes of material nature are going to do their act on you. So the asan, proper asan for chanting is sukhasan, sitting and chanting. Braj. What Brajasana? No, I don't know what you're talking. We are not talking. Sukhasana, I said. Sit down, Sukhasana. Yeah, if you're a transcendentalist, you're always whatever position, but for us, the sadhakas, the sitting and chanting, that's the and mode of goodness. And all those who do japa, we mention these names, and Shiva or Haridas Thakur, of course, six Gosamis, we see them walking around and chanting. But when there's a formal chanting time, they sit down and chant. But then it may be required to, if you're falling asleep for whatever different reasons, then getting up may be necessary to elevate you from lower mode, from ignorance, get you up, wake you up. You may temporarily stand up, but again later on sit down when you are out of the sleep more sleeping mode, and sit down and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, but if you cannot manage, you are ill and sick, then of course, you lie down. You're already lying down, so add chanting to your lying down position. But if you're in normal health, normal person, sit and chant Hare Krishna. Okay, we'll move on. Next, I see Tulsi's name mentioned there. Yeah, Haridas Thakur. He always sat next to Tulsi and chanted Hare Krishna. The Mrigari, the hunter, Narad Muni had advised, take up chanting. When you sit, you and your good wife sit next to Tulsi and chant. So Tulsi is the best devotee. Tulsi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namah. Tulsi is Krishna Prayasi. Radha Krishna Seva Pava Yai Abhilasi. So strongly recommended. Sit near Tulsi and chant. You get all the vibrations, association, and reminders of Krishna. Because he's always with Krishna at the lotus feet of Krishna, sometimes around the neck, Tulsi, Manjaris, the mala. Chant with the. If you're chanting, able to chant in the dham, well, Vrindavan dham, or. It is said, chanting in dham is like a. Making a local call. Chanting is a telephone calling, and if you're chanting in the dham, Lord is right there, and it becomes local call. his connection is good because Krishna is not far. And local call also meant it's not going to cost very much. And a clear line. So you are able to be in Mandham all the time, so chanting in the temple, if not, make your home into temple and chant like that. Chant with the devotees, especially those, the lovers of the holy name, those who relish chanting. Chant in their association. The tone of their chanting will, if you catch, you will get some vibrations of their emotion, their feelings. So look for a devotee who loves chanting, who is into chanting, who chants with attention and affection for the Lord. So be around such devotees. Get in there and chant Hare Krishna. So like that, but those who like to talk, those who devotees in the middle of the chanting, they cannot vacho vegam manasaha krodha vegam. They are pushing for the talk, the speech. They cannot control any and every thought coming to their mind. They must spit it out, say it, and they can't hold on their breath, as if this is something news breaking or earth shattering something. They must speak. Maintain safer distance from such devotees. Offer them obeisances from a distance, not during chanting. They will interrupt you, and they will get, then you are chanting, and then they talk something, and when you continue to chant, you are going to be thinking of what they just talked about. Although your Hare Krishna is going on, but your mind is making rounds also inside about what they talked. And if it is a lot of the time, then such devotees, they do some gram katha or cheap talk, or not so important. They just have to talk. So this gossip or prajalpa, which is shadvir bhakti, what happens? Vinashati. Shadvir bhakti vinashati. Okay, so who is around us? We're discussing how Tulsi, how devotees, be in the dham, or good chanters around you. Gaditi also, we could say something. Yeah, you could chant in front of the deities, because what you are chanting, that form and the name are non-different. This is the idea. That form is Krishna and this name is Krishna. So form is in front of you and the holy name you are chanting, that they are same, the name. Krishna, the form, the name. Then, of course, the qualities and pastimes of the Lord are abhinnatvat nama namino, non-different. So, Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he used to recommend that Naam Prabhu, you write the Maha Mantra and you keep the written Maha Mantra in front of you and you chant, meditating on those names, written names of Lord in front of you. So you are worshipping the holy name, Kali Kali Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Lord descends in this age of Kali in the form of His name. So that Naam Prabhu you keep in front and chant. Okay, Vaishnavas, it's, I think, similar to Tulsi, deities, Vaishnavas around. Yeah, we discussed that, devotees around you. Well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also says, sometimes you just be yourself. You even lock yourself. Close all the doors and windows and chant. Idea is to keep the whole world out of you. Wherever it is, don't come in. You close the door so that it doesn't come in. Close the windows so the world doesn't come in and bother you. So keep it out there. Then he also says sometimes you wrap your eyes, tie the blindfold, and just be yourself with the holy name and chant. Okay, time factor. That's the next on the list. So, good time for chanting? Brahma Muhurt. Good, so that's the best time for the chanting. Because there's the least distraction from many other factors during Brahma Muhurt hours. While world is sleeping, take advantage while world is sleeping. While no one is there to knock at the doors. Phones are not ringing. Paper! Kabadi, the hawkers come selling this and that, newspaper comes. Or this happens, that happens. Before all that, when everything is calm and quiet, reap the benefits. Take advantage of that time. Meaning you'll have to, it's more favorable. You don't have to invest so much of your energy on keeping other things out of your sight or out of your mind, out of your ears. They are not there. Most of them are just quiet. So get up and chant. Also, again talking in terms of three modes of material nature, the night time is what mode of material nature is night time? Ignorance. The daytime is a passion. Morning hours are goodness. So that goodness is good for chanting. Yeah, also you have taken rest, your body is relaxed, your mind is fresh, and many of the yesterday's impressions have taken kind of back seat. They have become something of the past, though not so much distant past, but it is into the past. So they are not there to bother you, hovering over you. Because it's a fresh, then they are right there to, hey, me. But they are, we kind of forget. Some things are forgotten, something just gets stored, some things. And so that's the advantage of chanting in the morning. Body is relaxed, and the mind is kind of fresh, and so that's favorable for chanting. Sound vibrations, he says. Okay, so
what about evening time?
Evening, yeah, because all day's activities are, you know, on your mind so much. So nothing like morning, nothing like Brahma Muhurta. But then if you're transcended three modes, then of course, then any time and every time. Haridas Thakur, Brahma Muhurta is over. Stop chanting now. It's a mode of passion time, so I will not chant. So Haridas Thakur did not stop his chanting. And neither he was influenced by the modes. So that's why he kept chanting. So we'll have to fight, not that we can't chant during the day or evening or night, but some more energy will have to be invested in some factors to keep them at the bay, as they say. Distance away from us, don't bother us. So you got to have some energy invested in that. So sound vibrations, okay, sound meaning there are sounds all around us. So in the morning hour there are less of those sounds, or no sounds. But during the day there are lots of sounds. So try to avoid those sounds. I mean, there are sounds of all kinds of sounds. It doesn't have to be the blasted over the public address system or loudspeaker, but people are talking also. The sounds are in the form of the radio or the television. Newspaper is a sound also. Or people are talking everywhere, wherever you go, those sounds. So, because you want to deal with the sound of the holy name, and you want to just exclusively, you want to hear just one sound of the holy name of the Lord. So your attempt is to keep all the sounds out in whatever form, shape they are. Radio, television, newspaper, media, people, neighbor, all around, those colleagues, sounds, making sounds, or vehicles are immediately, there's someone made some sound. And doesn't take much. Immediately our mind runs there. We are distracted. What? We not only we hear and finish, but we begin thinking about it. And who knows, next two rounds we're just thinking about the sound that you heard 15 minutes ago. The sounds are powerful. That's why the holy name is a powerful. But there are other sounds, they could also influence us. So, so our weapon is to counteract all other sounds. We concentrate on one sound. Well, one thing you could do, you could try to chant a little louder so that you don't hear other sounds. If some people are talking or something, you could chant a little louder so that you are just in your own world, you are chanting, and then you are not bothered by, you could just ignore their talk. You don't hear, you just hear your chanting. Raise your tone a bit and hear that. Okay, sleep and eating also could be there. Eating, sleeping. Yeah, Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, what does he say? One who eats too much and one who eats too little cannot be yogi. But you may say, oh, that's about the yogi. I'm bhakti yogi. Now that's applicable to us also. One who eats too much, too little. And one who sleeps too much and sleeps too little, they will have difficulty being yogi or even bhakti yogi or being the mantra chanter of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So moderate eating, moderate sleeping. If you do not sleep enough and chant in the morning, then what happens? You are sleeping. So your body needs rest. Intelligence needs rest in order to be sharp or to maintain this function of being a power of discrimination, and intelligence needs rest. So take a rest, 6 hours for a normal, healthy, elderly person. 6 hours rest at night is strongly recommended. There are always some exceptions. Sickness or health reasons, or you may take a little extra rest. But normally, 6 hours rest, night time. And for that, early to rise, early to rise makes man, woman also. Makes man, woman healthy, wealthy, wise. So this is English mantra. Certainly applicable to us, everybody. So, waking up in the morning is not difficult. What is more difficult is sleeping early. People do not sleep early. As a result, they do not get up early. As a result, they lose this Brahma Muhurta hour, the rare opportunity. It's a good season. You have to take advantage of the season. So in 24 hours, this is the best season, the Brahma Muhurta hour. So go to bed early, get up early. And concentrate on chanting in the morning. During the day, you are going to get very busy. Whether you are Hare Krishna devotee, then there are lots of services. And if you are grahastha, then what to speak? You just marne ke liye samay nahi hai. So much to do. So, comes in the early morning. Yeah, so morning is also, I mean, your stomach is empty, which is good. But as soon as you fill up it with prasadam, I'm sure you have experience chanting before prasad, chanting after prasad. You feel some difference? When the belly is full, then that becomes action zone. And for every action, how are actions performed in the body with the help of the blood? Lot of blood is circulated, dispatched for the stomach region. And then there's a short supply to the brain side. Brain gets less supply. As a result, the brain doesn't... because the blood is not going. All blood is just going for digestion, digestive functions. These are practical. This is how it happens. So, when there's a lot of prasad and a lot of action required for converting that food into juices, rasas, and rakta, the blood, and then other. Okay, activities before chanting. So that we kind of covered, or we could say something more, that all activities really make you fired up or passionate, and they leave all impressions, so many interactions all day, and so many sounds, smells, touches, run around, and loss and profit and gain and defeat and victory and what not. And after having gone through all that, then you sit down and chant. Good luck. Not that you can't chant, and not that we do not chant, we do that, but there will be big loss of quality, big loss of concentration. The attentiveness, which is a goal of chanting that we need to achieve, being attentive in chanting, that attentive chanting will not take place, not to the desired degree or amount of attention won't be there. Will be something, but a lot less compared to your chanting before the activities, or all days run around, or chanting that is done in the morning. Because our goal is not to run through the japa and get over and done, I'm done with it, and be happy. But there's a difference between chanting and chanting. So in order to attain the desired result, which is love of Godhead, Krishna Prem, every morning we say. And that is achieved through the attentive chanting. So, activities before chanting would not lead to that desired result. Of course, then there's a difference what kind of activities, also. Your puja Aryan doing deity worship kind of activities, or you're giving a course, seminar on chanting, that's activity, and you chant. So activities of spiritual nature for full-time devotees, well, they may be favorable, but not that. That's not the same as activities for many of you, what you have to go through, you know, interacting with the materialists and money matters and this and that, legal matters and taxes or lots of. And then come out of that and then take to chanting and expect that you would be doing attentive chanting, then there will be difficulties. So try to do all your chanting in the morning. That's the best policy. Okay, mobile phone. Yeah, while you are chanting, you're already on the phone, right? You're chanting, meaning you are calling Krishna. So if you're going to attend to another call, are you going to say, "Hold on, Krishna, hold on"? And I have, more important than talking to you. This is routine. We always talk. But let me attend to this one. So, the best thing is everything is stand still around you during chanting. Everything turned off, mobiles in power off mode, and of course no TV, no nothing, and it is just you and your Lord's name around to fully concentrate upon. This is also not the time. We may be talking tomorrow a little more about this. The chanting is not the time also for planning your day. It's just your exclusive time with the Lord. Yeah, appointment with the Lord, and you are going to fully give quality time to the Lord. With no distractions. You are fully there. Because when we chant, well, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. We're expecting, you are supposed to be with the Lord, or when you utter the name, you address to the Lord, you have addressed or called out His name, then Lord is coming, running towards you. My devotee is calling, my devotee is calling. But by the time Lord reached you and knocking at the door, but then you have gone out. You're already off on the mobile or doing something else, or some gossip is going on. What's this? Lord is going, "I came because you called me, and You are not there to receive me, to greet me. You are not there. So, but if this happens over again and again and again and again, Lord comes and you are not paying attention. Lord comes and you are not greeting Him. Lord comes, you are not receiving Him. Then, well, He may not come. I know, He just calls me and then He never attends to my call and doesn't receive me. I mean, just we could imagine the Lord's attitude towards such. Because the lack of surrender is there. And a lot of things are not there. But we call out, but then the sincerity is not there, concentration is not there, focus. As if this is kind of the side, our talk with Krishna becomes a side talk. Main talk is with others around us, or even those who are at some distance and they call you during the chanting hours and you attend to that, you rush, you run. Or you with a mobile next to you chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Why did Countess not calling me? Why is he not calling me? So that's the thought. Why is he not calling me? Why is he not calling me? So this is what is going through the head while chanting. Why is he not calling? And then if he calls, Kauntheya calls, then again you continue chanting, but then what Kauntheya talked to you, that's what you're thinking about for some more time. And well, Kauntheya was going to call me at 5:30, 6:30, 7 minutes. He's late. He called. Why is Narayan not calling me? So like that, in 2 hours of chanting, at least we're expecting 5-10 calls. So we're expecting someone's call, anticipating someone's call. He called and then we are contemplating on what we talked about. And another call coming. So your conversation with the Lord just becomes a side conversation. Your main conversation is with the world out there. And how does it sound? Is that a serious chanting? Is that a mantra meditation? Is that a mantra meditation? Who would call that as a meditation? Meditation means uninterrupted. First of all, satata dhara, flow, tail dhara, it's not even water, sometimes water doesn't fall in a good flow, but the oil, the way it comes down when it's poured. Okay, I think we still have more items there. So mobile, Manidhi Maharaj in his book, he says this is that we already have 10 offenses, and then not being attentive is also offense, and then he says that's the 11th, he says, and then keeping mobile next to you and expecting call, this is 12th offense against the holy name. Nokia Vrad. Or whatever. Okay, cleanliness. So, cleanliness is good. Ugliness, not ugly, ugly means beauty and ugly, that goes together, right? Okay, dirtiness, that is ignorance. So cleanliness means goodness, again sattvic mode of goodness, so that's variable. The sages used to stay, even now they try to stay, they stay in the forest. Forests are in mode of goodness. Countryside, God made the country, man made the town. Towns are passionate. There are some dirty places, not clean, houses not clean, surroundings are, wherever they are, they may be in the middle of town or in the countryside also. So things should be clean. The cleanliness is next to godliness also. So if we want godliness, then cleanliness and godliness goes hand in hand. So have a clean surrounding, clean, simple, clean surrounding for chanting. You could always go into the forest, into the garden, and if there's a quiet corner, of course, you could find, you could chant there, or you could go on the roof and chant in the courtyard, and the clean, green, that enhances your spirit a bit. The flowers also are good. If you're a bit down, then if you smell flower, what happens? It really opens you up. You're a bit down and not into it, and then you take off flower and smell. Prabhupada said once that the flowers are like the face of the Lord, smiling face. So nature, cleanliness, and the body, clean body. Clean clothes. Helpful. Okay, association, we said that. Here's some things about association. If you have any questions, we'll run through this quickly and we could have a little discussion of any clarifications you may seek or want some elaboration on some points. Association, well, association of chanting devotees is welcome. Well, I could say that that's a big topic, but that we should not be worrying about good chanting or attentive chanting only when we sit down for chanting. The preparation of tomorrow chanting should be done, in fact, today. So that activities before chanting, well, all today's activities are like activities before tomorrow morning chanting. So our association, our activities, or our eating, or our sleeping, or this, that, we have to see all the time, is this going to help me? When I sit down for chanting tomorrow, is this going to help me? Or this is going to go against my chanting, or my attention, my concentration. Well, it's not always possible, or it's difficult, as the way the world is running, functioning, and we are one member in the much as possible we should, whatever is, what is the golden rule, whatever is favorable, what do you do? Whatever is favorable, you accept. Whatever is unfavorable, you reject. So as in the, we are doing japa, retreat japa session here, so we could say whatever is, and this is the best thing, japa, there's nothing like japa. And this is, we always do japa, this is the main thing, main means to achieve the goal, to achieve Krishna, the chanting. So whatever is favorable for my chanting, tomorrow chanting or whatever, this evening I'm going to chant, I have to chant. Or in the morning for sure I had a chant. So whatever is favorable, I do. Whatever is not favorable, I have to avoid, to reject that. To association. So association not only during, only good people now around while I'm chanting, but what about during the day then? What kind of association you have during the day? So all whatever we hear and from others, or we talk, they talk, we hear, we do this, we do that. Whether that is going to help my chanting, or is it going to give boost to my chanting? Is it going to enhance my chanting? Keeping that always on the mind. The food, the food. We talked about the food. Food is, you are what you eat and how much you eat. And when you eat and how you eat, these are considerations also. You should eat your food and drink. No, no, you should drink your food and eat your water. It's another session. This is something that is expected you to do. You have to eat your water and drink your food. Sounds mystical. Chew your food. Make it juicy. Let the saliva mix with your food. Let the stomach get ready. There'll be calls sent then. The food is in the mouth and is there for some time. Whole analysis is done and the signals are sent, okay, such and such kind of food is coming, get some this juice ready, this, the right chemistry, anyway, that's another, we don't have to get into those details here, but next item also is a health, so food and the health are closely connected and they both have a role to play in our chanting. Everything we are trying to make, connect this with the chanting, japa, chanting Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra. You have to go? No, I thought you were getting ready to. Yes, of course we eat prasad offered to the deities. I'm sure those who are chanting Hare Krishna, I'm sure they must be in quantity you eat and the timings of your eating. The health, good health. Health is wealth. If you want to acquire the wealth in the holy form of holy name, healthy body, health, that, to achieve that. So try to maintain healthy body. Shastras that the healthy body is the principal or primary means to achieve dharma, dharma. Yeah. Samadhi. Screen. I had to look for some more files. I had to go deeper. Okay, it's there. Okay. So, Shariram Adhyam Khalu Dharma Sadhanam. Shariram Adhyam Khalu Dharma Sadhanam. Sharir, understand? The body, Shariram Adhyam, original, the first one, principal one. Shariram Adhyam Khalu, certainly. Dharma Sadhanam. Dharma is the goal, then healthy body is the means to achieve the goal of dharma. So healthy body has a good role to play. So stay healthy. Srila Prabhupada always wrote towards the end of his... Srila Prabhupada wrote some 8,000 letters to his followers. My God! I did not even write one letter. Maybe I wrote 8 letters, you may think. 8,000. Yeah, he did. He wrote 8,000 letters. And at the end of each of those, or most of those letters, Prabhupada wrote, I wish you... What? I hope this meets you in good health, Prabhupada. I wish this meets you in good health. In every letter, wish this meets you in good health. So we also wish you all good health. But then, like you, you acquire wealth, right? As you acquire wealth, you do so many things to acquire wealth. Yeah, you all do. Many of, most of you. Likewise, if the health is wealth, then we also have to acquire this health, which is wealth. Meaning, pay attention. Do something, do the right things to acquire, at least strive for that according to whatever karma of the past, this, we may not have, we may not achieve the all good result of perfection. There will be some defect or some rogue, some disease. But devotees of Krishna also should try to keep their healthy bodies healthy, because then you use that healthy body in service of the Lord. You use that healthy body for chanting the holy names of the Lord. And you could sit properly and amount of energy is required even behind the chanting. Okay, breathing. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram Hare Ram. Krishna Hari 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 Ram Hari Ram. So as we chant, this kind of rhythm develops, and unknowingly you kind of do this breathing pranayam. Some pranayam also takes place as you chant. Some cycles and rhythm. And that breathing and your mind control has a close connection. Your breathing is disturbed, breathing is you're gonna slow or fast or so we don't, of course, not technically, we don't strive for the yoga, not our goal, but there is a relationship between breathing and chanting. So if we keep chanting for half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, 16 rounds should take how long? 2 hours, about 2 hours. Yeah, in some cases maybe faster, a little slower, but not too slow or too fast. If you're chanting all your rounds in 1 hour, or 4 hours, help, still you're in your 10th round. So there's something wrong with the both of these. So about 2 hours. A little less, a little more. And then you sit like yogis and chant. There's a breathing. So not chanting in the mind. Could be done, Srila Prabhupada said. Silent chanting, Prabhupada said. Silent chanting. But he said, the tongue must move. The tongue inside must move. We normally don't do this. We're not supposed to be. We're supposed to be saying the name. In order to hear, we have to say the name. We do. In order to do Shravanam, we do Kirtanam. So we say, we hear ourselves. We do both of things. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Outcome is the third service, the remembrance. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So if it is done properly, we utter the name. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. So, breathing. So yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahar, that is mind control. We'll be talking also tomorrow. Eyes, okay, eyes. Yeah, the recommended Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 6th chapter, where he's talking about the Ashtanga Yoga. Yeah, the eyes should be half closed, half opened. And what is this half, half? What is the, why half closed, half opened? So, half closed meaning you are keeping all the forms out. Half open, why half then he may be sleeping. So this is part of pratyahar. Pratyahar means keep the world out, worldly forms in case of eyes. Keep all the worldly forms out. Do not see them, additionals. You see the deities, see the Vaishnavas, or see the Krishna paintings, but other things. They're going to bother you as soon as you look at them, immediately you're going to be transported. That one form is going to get you thinking. And thus you're going to be distracted from your business at hand, the chanting. So, as quickly about the eye, the smell, touch forms, yeah. Yeah, that's. We want to deal only with the spiritual smells, spiritual touch, spiritual forms, spiritual. Anything mundane, we don't want to deal with. Not during chanting. Other times, well, also we don't, but maybe we try to spiritualize other forms around us, other smells, dovetailing our own propensities. Lighting. Yeah, well, I think as could simply said that there's a lot of light, flood light or colorful lights all around. What would happen? They will get your attention. They'll get your attention. You'll think about them. You'll go out. And if there's no light, you'll sleep. So light, not too bright or not total dark. So in the dim light, I think that's something in between. And driving and chanting. Yeah, not that because it is recommended, but the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, or in Hindi they say the ek hath mein kaam, naam and kaam. Together, naam and kaam, or service, or you're chanting also here. So not that during driving you should not be chanting. Why not? But the chanting is not going to be same chanting as you're chanting in proper asana, proper mala, concentration. Because you're going to be encountering so many forms, so many cars coming from other direction, or so many sounds, and so you could chant or sing or play some tape, I do not recommend that those rounds should be counted as part of your 16 round prescribed number of rounds that you chant while you're driving. There may be some situation where least distractions or express. express highway, and during early morning hours there's no other car but just yours, and you're going with your cruise speed. You set the speed and you're there, and you don't have to take turns like in India. Every 3 minutes you have to do that. In America you could go 4 hours. Nothing happens. You're just sitting there. So they fix the whole steering, and so that maybe I would say not much to see in morning hours. But driving in Chandni Chowk in India, they only have Chandni Chowk. You cannot chant your rounds. So I chanted 8 rounds, you know. Those should be additional rounds. I'm finishing. Okay, I think I'm finished. Otherwise, there won't be time for much discussion. Yeah. Okay, so as I said, these are most of the points about the circumstances, factors. I'm sure there are more. So we quickly ran through and made some comments. Okay, any discussion? Yeah. Another microphone? Still 10 minutes. If she's urgent, then you may make moves, but if we could have 10 minutes of, or 7 minutes now, from now to go. Yeah, so any other questions? Otherwise, is microphone going around?
Chanting
at the seaside or near river? Yeah, it would depend again the time of your chanting, early morning hours when there are not so many tourists and so many activities. The sun bathing and Krishna said that half closed, half open. Yeah, microphone or speak louder. Silence, please.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. What about traveling while chanting?
Traveling meaning walking and or
the car or the bus.
Well, if you you had to chant your 16 rounds, so during 24 hours, if you are 24 hours on the bus, then you are not going to... I did not chant because I was on the bus. So I, then you chant. Well, what to do? You chant. But if there are devotees, other devotees are also on the bus, that is even better. That is even better. Yeah, go. The idea is, you know, the focus, the attention. And every changing circumstance or factor is going to distract us from chanting. So idea is to avoid them. Best thing is, but of course not always practical. Every day you chant in the same location, at the same time, with the same people around. As soon as any of those things is different, immediately you begin thinking, oh, this thing, that thing, architect design, the light, the people, your mind kind of wanders off. But if you are in the same situation every day, then it's all granted. There's nothing new to think about. You had been thinking, you had thought of this already, and then you could only focus on your chanting. Yeah, who is next? Japa walks. If everyone is walking and chanting, doing japa, or japa walk becomes japa talk very soon. A lot of times. So, I'm hearing that. Well, if that place is well spiritual place and the spiritual development, spiritual attachment, we could say. Well, these six Goswamis, they did change from. But I don't think we could do that. Is it advisable to chant while traveling? Okay, we already took care of that. About chanting in Brahma Muhurt, what about someone doing night duty? Yeah, so I'm sure that yeah, there are going to be different exceptions or different such cases. So they have to. There are also devotees, you know, during Brahma Muhurt hours. There are pujaris; they cannot chant. They're also busy with their deity worship. So what about their chanting? So then you have to make. Your plan. I have 24 hours at my disposal and my night duty is from this hour to that hour. And so what is the best slot for my chanting when during which time I could have a more attentive chanting, that you will have to work it out. But again, so okay, the pujaris cannot chant in the morning, so those devotees, they should every day, okay, from 11 o'clock, 11 to 1 I'm going to chant every day, then they chant. Well, that's what they best they could do. They have to chant, they can't chant during the Brahma Muhurt hours, they're busy with the deity worship, so every day. But if they don't do that, then some they'll keep chanting late in the night, or some leftover rounds and this and that. So you'll have to make your own schedule. You could consult your counselor. your seniors, superiors, to make the schedule for yourself, for your chanting. So with this, I think we, although there are more hands are going up and more papers are flying in. Whether we could do kirtan tomorrow, we'll do kirtan. Samsara Dhavanala prayers and Prabhupada Pranamantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Panchatattva Mantra. When it comes to chanting Hare Krishna, then maybe they could chant their rounds as a compromise. Okay, we'll stop here. And anything about